Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith, the Senior Vice President over the Southern Region with Shaw Industries. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Kemp.
Let me just refresh my listeners' memory. I mentioned you're over Shaw's largest region from a revenue perspective. You came to Shaw to run the builder business in 2021, spent 20-plus years at the FEI Group, also known as Floor Expo, serving as president. And even prior to that, you were with DuPont Flooring Systems and spent some time at Mohawk. I get that right?
You did get that right. It makes me feel a little old, but hey, I feel fantastic and youthful, just experienced. So how about that?
You're younger than I am.
You only have me by a couple, would be my guess. So I understand you're up in New York City. Is that right?
That is correct. Super honored to be introducing Dan Frierson, who's an honoree at this FCIF fundraiser black tie event in New York City. Dan is a people person. Great guy.
Great guy. Great competitor here at Shaw, but in terms of on the human side, a true gentleman, and our industry is lucky to have him and you up there. So y'all have fun at that.
So listen, I've been wanting to catch up with you for a while. You've been traveling. You and I were talking the other day, and Shaw has restructured their business in a significant way. So tell us a little bit about that new structure.
We did. Yeah, we restructured earlier this year. Let me tell you, you know, what we did, and then I'll tell you why we did it. We restructured to be geography-led and brand-driven. So what that means is we broke our national business into four geographies. As you mentioned, I'm the South, and that stretches from Texas and Oklahoma, sweep it back east through Arkansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, inclusive of Florida, and then closed it in, and that's mine. And I have three counterparts, and that's the geography. And, of course, our brand axis is what we think are the four most powerful, hopefully most profitable brands for our customers, Shaw Floors, Fortec, AT, and Philadelphia Commercial. As a part of that, we also restructured our sales force to be very, very focused with one bag, a hard surface bag, and a soft surface bag focus and intensity. So that was in conjunction with that. And Kemp, the reason why we did that, here at Shaw, we feel very fortunate that we believe we are a leader in operational excellence and product excellence and hopefully people excellence, because we certainly care deeply about people, both our own and our customers. But we wanted to take that national prowess, that strength, and leverage it in a more local way in today's market. So that's really the why. And the way that's going to manifest itself and is beginning to manifest itself now is, let me pick on Mark Barocca, my counterpart who runs the Northeast. He has different product, different inventory, different logistical considerations than, say, I do and our team does in Dallas, Texas. So this new structure is set up to honor those, with a total customer focus to have the right product in the right place for the right market at the right time and to get closer to our customers on the street where the action is. So that is why we've done it, to take that national Shaw strength and concentrate it, if you will, at the local level with our local customers.
Yeah. You know, we pointed out in our May issue that Shaw in the U.S. is the largest floor covering supplier. So, you know, it makes sense. Retailers are busy and they don't want 5-6 people coming in and calling on them and hawking their individual brands. So this just makes sense. It kind of frees them up to meet with the carpet guy and the hard surface guy, Shaw, right?
100%. I need to mention a part of this alignment is we do have a new leader of our residential business, Ben Liebert. And he is the customer guy if there ever was one. And when he saw this, that is a big part of why we did it. Listening to the customer was saying that they want to do more with less. They want to be more focused. And this was a big part of it. And I will just tell you, this whole move is customer centered. It is about listening to our customer. And they have asked us for exactly what you mentioned. And that's what we're giving them. And we're going to drive results. And our whole feeling on this thing is if we can better help our specialty retailers, our builder multifamily contractors make more money, that we in turn will do well. And that's why we're doing this, and we're well underway. This is not theoretical. This is not a plan. This is in action today. So it's exciting. And it's exciting for me personally. You know, as you mentioned, I've been in the builder multifamily space for a long time. So I'm meeting new friends, having new challenges, meeting new customers. In fact, I was on the road yesterday meeting some new folks. So it's a lot of fun on a personal level, because change is good, right? So that's what's going on.
All right. It's early October. That means we're entering Q4 in 2024. Tell us what's going on with business conditions and what Shaw Industries is doing in both retail and the builder multifamily side.
Well, we are happy that as we enter Q4, we had a little challenge that we weren't quite anticipating with the port, but it seemed to have fixed itself, at least temporarily. So that's very good news for us. Q4, really two things is one, finish super strong, right? And look towards an exciting 2025. I mean, this year, if you look at retail, Kemp, tough year. I mean, nobody would say it's not been a challenging year, but we persevered. We still need to work on that share of wallet, which you and I have talked about before as an industry. And that's where the brands and my buddy John England and his great teams come in, is where we need to build those brands and drive that share of wallet. But we're very bullish. And I think the tide is ready to turn in retail. We'll get past this election and we will turn towards 2025 after finishing this year strong. And we're going to have a great year. Builder multifamily, let's touch on that because that is still a very, very big component of not only my business and our business, my team's business in the South. But as you know, at Shaw Industries, the builder multifamily business is in our DNA. And we are super committed to that. A little different there. If you look at multifamily, extremely tough year in multifamily. The apartment turnover rate this year has been near record lows. And we saw that in our customers' turn business this summer. It was soft. To me, a big part of that, and I've talked to with good customers about this, is the absorption rate, the new supply that's been built in the last several years to be absorbed. And once that's done and people get back to moving, that should come back. Builder, solid. But still room to go forward in 25. I still think we're underbuilt. It was good to see in September that the home builder sentiment was up for the first time since March. But still, that builder confidence number, which we always look at, we're still underneath 50, which is where it turns positive or negative. But it did go up to 41. Entry-level homes, first-time buyers, still a heavy part of sales. Affordability still is there, but we have to have some nice movement on rates. We get one or two more of those, we'll be cooking with gas in that business. So that's how I see the big three components of retail, multifamily, and builder.
Yeah, we're hearing there might be some more breaks on the rate, so that's good news. So we're in execution mode right now when it comes to what's going on in the fourth quarter. And I know you guys are also working on your strategy for 25. Tell us what's exciting you about what y'all is going to do in 25.
The new year, I am excited. Speaking of excitement, let me say one thing. We did just builder team, specifically Christine Slaughter and Scott Baker, just received really something that goes at the heart of who we are at Shaw, and it happened to be one of our builders, Taylor Morrison, has an award called Love the Customer. Very, very emotionally resonant award that they give out. It's not just like your typical Supplier of the Year, but it's somebody that really exemplifies going above and beyond. And we and they just received that for them, which we could not have done without our contracting partners on that. So thank you there as well. But a quick shout out there that I'm excited about literally today as we talk. But next year, to answer your question, let me answer it personally first. I am excited to attend my very first SFN conference. Because I was on the builder multifamily side, I've never been to the SFN. So we are super excited about that. It's a highlight event in the industry. It's a family event, which I think is unique to Shaw, and tremendous traditions there. Our theme this year is Believe. So we're going to have tremendous education. We're going to have consumer research, change management. Lots of product, lots of fun, and we'll be working on all of those things while having a great time and building those deep connections that we've had so long with our great customers. And we're going to be building Pet Perfect. We're going to be building Cortec, and we're going to be driving business to our customers and helping them make money all year long. That's what we're going to be doing at Shaw.
Now, I look forward to the Orlando meeting in January. It's every other year. You know, many of your dealers are still family-run businesses, and they come there and they bring their kids, and it's quite the event. So look forward to that.
I've heard the stories. You know, we have kids that have been going since they were little that are now coming in and running the business. That means a lot to me because this is a great look at where you are in New York today celebrating our industry. This is a great industry. This is one of the true great industry events celebrating not just the business side but the personal side. And that means a lot to us at Shaw. And we think it's about more than just getting that order, although we appreciate that order. So, yeah, I'm excited to finish strong and have a great 2025.
All right, Jay, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for spending time with our listeners. Again, been talking to Jay Smith, the Senior Vice President of Shaw Southern Region, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaAlley.net.